It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, professional football has been flagged by scandal and controversy, but it's still the most popular sport in America. A sports reporter shares his take on why that is. First, the White House has signaled it will approve the release of a classified memo from House Intelligence Chairman Devin Nunes. The document alleges abuses of power by the FBI. Some lawmakers and high-ranking members of the FBI have been quick to condemn the memo and its release. The FBI even went so far as to release a rare public statement advising against the Nunes memo's release. According to news reports, President Trump believes the release of the document will discredit the Russia investigation that has cast a shadow on the first year of his administration. Paul Singer is with us now. He's Washington correspondent for USA Today. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon, Rob. How are you doing?
Good. Well, give us a quick 101 on this memo. I know we haven't seen the memo. That's the part of the big issue here. But what do we know about what's in it?
The gist of the memo is that Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee have summarized some of the information they have gathered as part of the investigation of the what we call the Trump-Russia investigation. This is the investigation into whether or not President Trump's campaign in some way colluded with Russian officials in 2016. The controversy over this memo is that the chairman of the committee, Devin Nunes, who at one point recused himself from the investigation because he had been accused of mishandling some classified information himself, is now sort of back engaged, and he had this memo drafted without the without the input of the Democrats on the committee. The Democrats all voted not to publicly release it because they say it involves a bunch of classified information that shouldn't be released and could damage the FBI's ability to do investigations. Now, what's interesting is the FBI, oddly, put out a public statement a couple of days ago saying, please do not release this memo. It would be incredibly damaging to the FBI. And they also went on to say it involves basically cherry-picking information out of the investigative files to make a case that the FBI did something wrong. But in fact, since they're not releasing the underlying files, the public won't have any way to sort of evaluate whether this information in this memo and the accusations in the memo are true or not.
Now, before Nunes and Intelligence Committee Republicans can release this, they needed approval from President Trump, right, or from the White House.
Right, right. Because you're dealing with information that is classified in some cases, they basically need approval from the White House to declassify some portion of it. And the president had the opportunity. They said they were going to give the president 5 days to review the memo to decide whether it should be publicly released. He has given every indication he's going to allow it to be released. We think the process, in case anybody cares, is that the White House will agree to release it and send it back to the committee, and then the committee can release it at will. Again, when I say committee, I mean the committee Republicans. Democrats say there's no reason to release it and have prepared their own memo analyzing some of the same information, which the Republicans did not vote to release. So that one, at the moment, cannot be seen by the public.
And there's been an argument from Democrats on that committee that since this was approved by that committee, by the Republicans on the committee to be released, it was changed. What was submitted to the White House was different. Republicans, Nunes' staff say, well, this is just some grammatical fixes and whatnot. What's the argument there?
Well, again, since we haven't seen any of these memos, we're all talking in a dark black box. But, you know, what we believe, the Republican argument is, and they don't deny that they made some changes to this memo after the committee had voted to release it, voted on party lines to release it. So here's your hypothetical question. Is it the same memo? And if it's not the same memo, does the committee have to vote again to release it? Now, I'm not sure it would make a whole lot of difference, right? I mean, the Republicans already voted to release it once. They'd vote to release the edited version a second time, but it would sort of delay the process further.
Talking to Paul Singer from USA Today about the controversial memo from the House Intelligence Committee. The Republicans on there, they want to release it. Looks like they're getting approval from the White House. Could come out, looks like, as early as tomorrow. Let's talk about the impact of this, Paul. It sounds like, again, there's a focus here on how the FBI got approval to monitor one of the people involved in the Trump campaign. Is this something that in and of itself would erode heavily the Mueller investigation, or is there a lot of stuff out there besides this that it wouldn't be directly affected?
But without attempting to try to take sides in this partisan fight, let me explain what's happening here. Obviously, the FBI and Robert Mueller are doing this investigation. It's a twofold investigation, it appears. One, was there some sort of involvement or collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian officials during the campaign? And two, did President Trump or anybody else in the administration attempt to squash the investigation, obstruction of justice? For Republicans, the focus of this entire thing has been, did the FBI improperly target President Trump and his subordinates? Was there wiretapping? Was there what they call unmasking? Were they trying to publicly embarrass Trump officials by releasing their names? Were there illegal leaks? Their argument is that it is the abuse of the president by the FBI that is the bigger deal. And so you have these two sort of warring message machines, one saying, we are very concerned that the president obstructed justice, and the other saying, don't believe the FBI, they're crooks.
And what have we been hearing from other Republicans in response to this, people not directly on this committee?
A mix of things, actually. In fact, my colleague Eliza Collins is at the Republican retreat in West Virginia this week, where she's getting a sort of a mixed bag. There are some Republican senators particularly who are concerned because they have not seen the memo. And they think maybe the House should hold off. They should share it with the Republican senators. Maybe it does require a little more review. Maybe the FBI should get a look at it, or the Justice Department should get an opportunity to make an official recommendation, because this whole thing is being done in a small group of people in the House Intelligence Committee. On the other hand, there are others in the Republican caucus who say, no, it's time to release this information. I will say that Paul Ryan, who your listeners are probably familiar with, said today that he believes this is not an attempt to disparage the FBI. It is simply an attempt to ensure that with these extraordinary powers the FBI has to seek a warrant on American citizens to eavesdrop on their conversations, that they're not doing it wrong, that they didn't misbehave, and that nobody in the agency misapplied their powers. He makes it sound like this is a very narrow inquiry into the possibility that somebody misbehaved, not that the FBI is full of, you know, crooked, corrupt people trying to undercut the White House.
Paul, you've been covering Washington for a time now. Are we kind of in uncharted territory here?
Yeah. In fact, at some point, I tweeted last week that, you know, I'm old enough to remember when the Intelligence Committee never made public statements about anything. And now it seems like every other day, one of the Intelligence Committee members, the chairman, the ranking member, gets up and accuses the other one of being a liar. Personally, I will tell you, as an American citizen, it does not generate great confidence in me to know that the committee responsible for overseeing our intelligence gathering is unable to have a civil conversation amongst its members. You'll note that the Senate Intelligence Committee is not having this problem. They are cooperating pretty shiningly, it seems. They are working on an investigation, and they're taking it pretty seriously, and they're not throwing rocks at each other.
We'll leave it there for now, Paul. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob. Have a great day.
You too. That's Paul Singer, Washington correspondent for the USA Today. He was with us today to talk about what looks like the likely release of a House Intelligence Committee memo authored by Republicans and their staff on the FBI and its role in the Mueller investigation.